Insight on Business the NewsHour is made possible through the support of Focus and Find, helping you turn human resources into a profit zone rather than an expense. Focusandfind.com.
Welcome back to Insight on Business. Grateful you're listening to us from wherever on the planet you happen to be. With me is Steve Wilkie Shapiro. He is the primary, he is the owner, he is the creator of something called SQL Architecture. And it's a very different architectural and design firm that we're going to dive into right now. Steve, welcome to the Business News Hour. Grateful that you're with us.
Thanks for having me.
So I've known you, full transparency, I've known you for a long time. And I have marveled at what you do because you have a real mission in life to make life better for other people. This is not your normal architectural firm. Is that accurate?
That is. We are not your traditional architecture firm with a focus on community development and projects that have a unique impact in the community from... You know, everything as small as a kitchen remodel all the way up through historic preservation, larger historic preservation projects and adaptive reuse of buildings like the Ingersoll Theater here in Des Moines.
And you're also doing some rural work as well, aren't you?
Yeah, the same things apply on rural main streets as well, that the impact that a renovation project or a new business on a sort of rural Main Street community has both an economic impact, but also a contextual impact, right? Like people reinvesting in their communities is important.
Yeah, well, I would imagine, and I know nothing about this other than the fact that I know Iowa pretty well in the rural makeup of our communities, that this also instills a sense of pride on that main street of maybe 400, 500, 600 people to 1,000 people, that when they see a new facade going up on one of those older buildings or a reconstruction of that older building, there's a real sense of pride in that, and word spreads quickly, yes?
Absolutely. There was some unfortunate work in the 1970s, 1980s. A lot of the historic Main Street buildings were covered up, demolished, altered. Sometimes they're not even recognizable as historic buildings anymore. And when a community gets together to restore these old buildings, it often brings back a recognition of the origins of the community, right?
Yeah, and I've seen some of these buildings where they have covered up the old building with metal of some kind, and it looks like a space station out of the 1960s or 70s, and it really is just plain ugly in today's world. But there seems to be a reckoning today that it is much better to rehab and recreate that historic building versus tear it down and build something new.
Right. There's a value, I think, to the story of a building beyond the value of the bricks and the wood studs and the plaster. Right. These buildings are where people made connections, where people got their hair cut, where people took their kids for daycare.
Right. Yeah, all of this matters to people. The office that we're sitting in right now is an example of that. SQL Architecture, and I watched the construction process, and I'm so blown away now that I'm actually here. But you took an old, and I would say pretty dilapidated building that used to be a barbershop. And you've created this wonderful space. People need to understand that this is a big deal.
So this building was actually built in the early 1900s as a grocery store, believe it or not, when the streetcar came through this neighborhood and it was originally developed. It was a grocery store for 50 years, and then it became the barbershop. It was purchased by... Harlan Thomas, who not only was a barber, but is also in the Iowa Jazz and Blues Hall of Fame
really?
As a musician. Yeah. So he would cut hair here and also had band practice in the basement.
Wow.
So when we bought this building, it was, like you said, it needed a lot of work. But part of what makes this project so interesting is that we took great pains to preserve that story, to keep the look and the feel, so that somebody who walks in would recognize it as the place they got their haircut in.
From the wood floors that are out front to the light that's in this building is tremendous. And we'll post some photographs, ladies and gentlemen, so you can see what the heck we're talking about, because it is stunning. So not only are you involved in rural redevelopment, but also urban redevelopment, and you have a sweet spot in the housing market. What are you doing in home redevelopment?
So there's not a lot of architects playing in this pool. We really enjoy working with individual families. There's something to sitting around somebody's kitchen table and helping them solve problems for their family, particularly having launched during COVID.
Yeah.
And people were in their homes 22 hours a day.
Yeah.
They start to realize how the spaces that they live in can work better for them. And it's really rewarding to help people navigate through that process.
So talk to us about how that process works. Let's say that COVID has taught me that my kitchen is really not what I want. And now we're post-COVID, supposedly, and I really want to make some adjustments in my living arrangements. Where does this start? I mean, they call you and they say, how do they find you?
So when people start the process, they often jump super quick to what I'd call solutions, right? Like, we need a new X, or we need to replace our Y. What we try to do at the beginning is to take it up a level and really understand motivations, help people figure out what it is they're trying to achieve, and then we figure out the best path to achieve it.
Which is much, much more deep than just saying, okay, we'll put in a new countertop and new kitchen cabinets. So you're asking them for what do you want to do, but why do you want to do it?
Exactly.
Yeah. Exactly. Is that different from most architectural firms?
In concept, no, but in practical implementation, yes.
Mm.
That we invest a lot more time in process, helping people feel comfortable with the decisions they're making, in addition to solving the problem. Whatever it happens to be.
You are also expanding. How long have you been in business, Steve?
We launched in 2020, in the height of COVID, right after everybody had gone remote.
And you were working at home.
And I was working at home in my sunroom.
Right. I remember these days. And now you have this beautiful office space, you've hired people, and you're expanding into the world of interior design. Why is that motivation happening at Sequel Architecture?
We have focused to date on solving problems architecturally.
Right.
But the way people experience a space is through the finishes and the things that you can touch. And it just made sense to incorporate that holistically into the process.
So having someone that's experienced in interior design, putting the final touches on whatever that space is that you've created, matters.
Absolutely.
And how do you get buy-in from the client? If you came to my bride, who is, by the way, a fabulous designer of stuff in our home, and nothing, by the way, gets accomplished unless I say, Georgie, can we do this? if you went to her and said, we have a new idea or a fresh idea about how to decorate this space, how do you overcome some prejudice on the part of saying, well, what's the matter with my space now? Or is it taking this newly designed room or whatever and then introducing a new concept that the homeowner might appreciate?
That's an excellent demonstration of why understanding motivations is so important.
Yeah.
Because the process involves oftentimes a negotiation between the people that are
correct,
that are involved, who may or may not have the same opinion about what the solution, right solution is. So if we can get to a base level of understanding where everybody agrees on what we're trying to achieve, then our job becomes, from an interiors perspective, narrowing down the universe of 40,000 different paint colors or cabinets or countertops or tiles to an understandable universe.
Mm. It has to be the right interior designer at the same time. Have to have the same focus as you do, the primary here at Sequel, yes?
Yes, because ultimately it's not our space.
Right.
It's our client's space. And our job becomes helping to, like I said, helping to navigate through that decision-making process, which the honest truth is can sometimes feel overwhelming to people.
Well, that was my next question. This takes a lot of time. So you're sitting down with a prospective client, going through this whole why motivation process well before you start designing anything to better understand what they think they want versus what they really want. And then you bring the interior design focus in this. So all of this takes some time that you're investing as a business person to better understand your client. I would suspect, knowing a little bit about the business, not much, that also is vastly different approach that you have versus maybe other folks out there.
I sometimes call that the rip off the Band-Aid conversation. We have to be upfront about what the process is and where people are going to find value in working through that process.
As a solopreneur, so to speak, that you started in 2020, you've had to do your own marketing at the same time. And we just had a meeting with some marketing professionals talking about that. What marketing are you doing now, and where might this go in the future as you take a look at expanding your footprint, not only in the Des Moines metro area, but in other parts of the state or Midwest?
Well, we're still trying to figure it out, is the honest truth.
Right.
That we're very relationship based. That the design process, but also the finding clients, the process of finding clients is about connecting individually with people. And so whether that's through social media or referrals, I think what I've found is that sort of the clients who enjoy our process, who our process resonates with, kind of find us.
Right. Well, it is a certain feel that you have and a certain gift that you have, might I say, because you believe in relationship first rather than just doing a job. Our guest is Steve Wilkie Shapiro. He is the primary at Sequel Architecture. And yes, we will have links to his website up on the radio blog. What do you like to do the best? What do you like to do?
It's an interesting question. In architecture school, they teach you sort of learn that drawing things is the end product. I think I actually enjoy the relationships best.
Yeah.
Understanding people's motivations, helping them make decisions. There's some meaning in that.
Does it ever happen, Steve, where the client thinks, we're going down this path here, and then suddenly the light bulb goes off and they shift over to something else?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Oftentimes, and it happens with us too, from a design standpoint, our first take at something may not end up being the best solution.
Right.
And so the process involves figuring out what that is.
Yeah. Steve Wilkie Shapiro, final question for you, Steve. As we look at this, you're relatively new in this business, 2020, and COVID be damned, but yeah, that's what happened. What's the future of SQL architecture? Where do you want to see yourself go in the next 4 to 5 years?
I believe that we will have an impact, a greater impact, like you said, in rural communities. Mm-hmm. I think that there is there's a lot of energy that people have that is currently being untapped, that people don't know what to do or how to do it. And I think historic buildings are a key to revitalization.
Yeah,
in those
I would totally agree with you. And back at the first question, when we started talking about rural, it does give a sense of belonging and importance to those people that are there, which automatically then injects a new vitality mm-hmm. into that community. Because, you know, and I don't care if it was an old grocery store, an old dime store, the bar that's on the corner of, you know, 1,000 people in a town that has this rejuvenation, that's a big deal. And the curious thing about this, all of this is, and Steve, I know you know this, there is money to do this through all kinds of redevelopment grants that are available through USDA and a number of other places. So I think your total approach to relationship marketing, your total approach to understanding the client first before you start whipping out ideas is admirable. And again, full transparency, I've happened to know Steve Wilkie Shapiro for some time, and I only can applaud your work, sir. Thank you for spending time with us.
I enjoyed this conversation. Thanks.
That, once again, is the voice of Steve Wilkie Shapiro, the founder of SQL Architecture and Interiors. Their website, you got to go look at it. It is beautiful. It is SQL, SEQUEL, architecture.com. Good stuff. And yes, we will have a link to this on the radio blog. And that's a wrap for the business news headlines for today. Thanks so very much for being with us. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Champ Ramsey is our production coordinator, sales and marketing, Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease, and the music you're listening to right now was arranged, composed, and directed by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks and for Steve Wilkie Shapiro, my name is Michael Libby. Have yourself a great evening. Be safe, be well, be careful, most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.